I'm going to start off by, I got a jersey, baby. Huh? How about that? From the 1st Infantry. I believe it was at Fort Leavenworth. I didn't quite get the whole thing, but I think it was Fort Leavenworth. Anyways, that's it right there. It's awesome. All right. Great to have the military out here and their support. I mean, we know and appreciate how much they do so we can do this, right? Not only the media, but also the fans and us as players and coaches. So we appreciate it all. As far as injuries go, Eric Berry did not practice today. He's got heel tendonitis. We're just going to let it calm down here. And he's been battling this thing, so we'll let it get settled down and before we bring him back. And then Mike Catapano is feeling better. He's getting there, so you know, it's just running its course. And then DeVito will probably get a little work next week. Won't play in this game. And then Josh has a groin strain. He won't practice or play in this game. Kona didn't practice today. He has a shoulder sprain, and he's just going to keep working through. His chances of playing are slim, but he would be doubtful if we had to do that. And then DeMond Smith with the abductor strain, he didn't practice today either, and he would be doubtful today. So anyway, we finished up practice today. We appreciate the people here in St. Joe. They've been great, and at the university here, I mean, they've been phenomenal. They take care of us like no other, and the fans have been awesome. I mean, every day we come out, it seems like they load it up here, and that gives you a little energy, especially when you're going through the dog days here with training camp. So, and then I appreciate the way the players practiced this camp. I mean, they came in, they attacked it, they came in great shape, and then they attacked the camp, and we were able to keep the injuries at a minimum, which is always a concern, and we were able to get a lot of good work done with that. So, time's yours.
Eric Berry, not going to play Sunday night, is that?
Yeah, that's right.
How nervous are you about his injury?
I'm not. I mean, he'll calm down. He wants to be out there every day. And so we let it calm down a little bit, and then we put him out, and it came back. So now we just let's get it where it needs to be, and then we go there, you know. I mean, there are guys that can do it. Like Dwayne Bowe's been out here, and his finger is shot. I mean, it's been thrown out of place about 15 times, and, you know, he's not catching the ball. But he's getting his work done. So you can practice with that type of thing. It's hard to do it with, you know, with it when it's your feet. I mean, something like that. But, you know, I give credit to some of these guys that have pushed through some of the injuries. But, you know, that one there, you just got to back off. Yeah.
Is Eric Berry one of those guys you feel comfortable with, whether or not he gets a lot of work in preseason, that he'll be good to go when the regular season gets here?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Yeah. No, I don't think it'll be a problem. Yeah.
You mentioned the other day that Alex Smith can start and play the first half.
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. I mean, that's what we're going to, you know, we're 90% sure. I'm going to meet again. We met with the coaches. They gave me their suggestions. I'll get back with them tomorrow, and then we'll finalize it. But right now, that's what we're looking at is a half with the ones.
What's the rest of your plan after that?
Well, that's the part I got put together, right?
So you got the easy part.
I got that part's the easy part.
Pretty happy with how things went here in 3 weeks or whatever?
Yeah, I like the effort. You saw guys make progress. You saw some of the young guys get better every day. They battle through the pain and the legs, tired and body tired. And then the mind gets, you know, you get worn out with all the plays coming at you and the workload. And they battled through it, and then they came back strong this past week. This was a grinder. Once you get into the games, you kind of think you've got normal weeks, and then all of a sudden you get a 10-dayer handed to you after the first preseason game, after you've grinded it out to get to that point, and that can be a little tough mentally. They pounded right through it. I mean, they and some of these veteran players, you heard DJ out here every day firing them up, you know, Tomba out here, and the guys just they attacked it, which you've got to do, and that was a positive.
You always have an idea where you'd like your team to be at certain points. Are they there right now?
Well, they're there for what we've done. We got to play these preseason games. We've got to finish up the rest of camp. But where we wanted to be at this time, we're right there. And, you know, it's a tribute to the coaches and players for that. And then they've got to pound through now the rest of this camp and get ourselves ready to play in a game. So,
what kinds of things do you see that lead you to make that determination that you're where you need to be right now?
Yeah, well, I talked to you about challenging back and forth every day. So, and we've got a lot, the last 10 days here, it's been a lot of one-on-one. And so you see it, you see back and forth production. And so that to me, that's a positive thing. If one side's dominating the other side every snap, yeah, you might have a problem, right? So they go back and forth, and you just probably with my experience, I've done it for a couple of years. So I mean, just I feel that they've got some good work there, and they're in a good place right now.
One more, guys. Hey, I know this might be a good question for Bob Sutton, but how much do you think Seattle's ability to rotate guys in on the defensive line and just pass rushers helped them last year?
Yeah, you better ask Bob Sutton. No,
I know you got a take.
Yeah, so. They do a good job with that, you know, and they've got a lot of players that they feel comfortable doing that with. I think, you know, going back on Allen's deal, some of the things that we've seen are these young guys that can play for you, and in particular in pass rush situations. Well, that makes everybody's job a little easier. So they've got a good secondary in Seattle. But they'll be the first to tell you that it starts up front with the pressure they're able to put on. And so I've seen that from our guys here. So we've got some guys that we feel comfortable putting in and rolling with. And now they just got to keep coming.
Yeah, I've looked at the way that you kind of – Vance Walker, I mean, you really tried to add to that defensive front. Do you – get another something from Bob. You expect to rotate guys in there, right? I mean
– Yeah. You really want to be able to throw the offense fastballs is what you want to do. And so that's a challenge. And Doris and his guys have done a good job of giving us some people to be able to do that with. So that's where we're at.
Coach, can you compare the work here versus back at Arrowhead? What's it going to be different? What's better?
Yeah, well, what we'll do next week is we'll get into a game. So we play on Saturday. So they'll have the day off after the game here tomorrow Saturday for Sunday. Monday they'll have the day off, and then we're back Tuesday, and then we're getting ready for a Saturday game, and we'll try to keep it as close to a game week as we can, and that's where the ones will get the majority of their play time, and then we'll roll from there. We'll try to also give them that practice experience that they'd have once they
last two
get into the season. I do, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a good setup.
Can you talk about the kicking situation? Who's going to be starting? Is Suckup ready to go, or are you going to rest him up?
Yeah, Suckup's kicked the last couple of days. He'll be ready to go, yeah. Yeah, they'll rotate, but, I mean, he's ready to go.
What's the competition like there? Is Cairo making a push, or is it pretty much?
Yeah, I told you before, man, they kick, and it's like watching the World Cup. I mean, I love watching them, the competition, but they're so close every day. I mean, it's crazy. So it's they're both right there.
Last one. Andy, when Clark and Donovan come to you and ask you whether you want to have camp back here again next year, what are you going to tell them?
I don't do the business part of it. And I understand how that works. But we enjoy it here. I mean, we do. And from a player coach standpoint, we enjoy it. But I understand the business side of it too, and that part has to go about its business there. But from our side, it's a nice setup.
All right.